Carina Press and Harper Audio present Role Model by Rachel Reed, performed by Cooper North. Role Model contains mentions of sexual assault and rape culture. There are no graphic descriptions or on-page depictions of assault, but the story does include depictions of victims not being believed. Chapter 1.
Maybe try without smiling.
Troy Barrett nodded at the photographer, a young woman with short silver hair and a French-Canadian accent, and packed away his awkward attempt at a smile. He replaced it with his usual cold, blank stare.
Better, she said.
Troy had never been traded before, and posing for the camera in a black and red and, frankly, ugly Ottawa fucking Centaurs jersey felt weird. Until yesterday, Troy had been a top forward on the division-leading Toronto Guardians. Until this week, he'd had friends, a shot at the Stanley Cup, and a sweet condo with a view of the CN Tower. Now, Troy was living in a hotel room outside Ottawa with a view of a Costco parking lot. Definitely not the cool part of town. Did Ottawa even have a cool part? Toronto had Raptors games and big concerts and awesome parties. Ottawa had government buildings and rivers. And the worst hockey team in the NHL.
That's probably enough,
the photographer said, stepping out from behind the camera.
And hey, good for you calling out Dallas Kent.
The name made Troy flinch. Maybe it always would. It's complicated, he mumbled. It was a word he'd been using a lot lately.
Sounded pretty clear to me.
Her smile was warm and a little teasing. Troy didn't return it, but she was right. There'd been nothing unclear about what Troy had yelled in Kent's face during practice. Everyone on the ice had heard it, and everyone who watched the leaked video afterward had heard it. You're a piece of shit rapist, Dallas. Not much to deconstruct there. Troy wished the league gave a shit that one of their biggest stars was a monster. He wished he'd never met the guy. He wished he'd never been his roommate on the road, his line mate on the ice, his best friend. He wished he'd been paying closer attention to what Dallas had been doing all those years, to what kind of person he was. Learning the truth about his friend had been the first blow. Learning that the team he'd worked so hard to be a part of, that he was so proud to be a part of, was determined to protect Dallas, had been the knockout punch. He thanked the photographer, then, in a clumsy attempt to be friendly, said,
Sorry, what did you say your name was?
Jen.
Nice to meet you, Jen. He searched for a polite question he could ask her. Do you do most of the team photography? She began detaching her camera from the tripod.
I do the off-ice stuff mostly, portraits and promo shots. I work with Harris. Have you met him yet?
Troy had been introduced to equipment managers, coaches, trainers, and the team doctor, but he assumed Harris wasn't any of those people. I don't think so, but I'm not great at remembering people.
He runs the team's social media, and trust me, you won't forget him.
Troy couldn't imagine what that meant. Was Harris an asshole? A weirdo? Hot? Also, Jen was vastly underestimating his ability to not remember people. And if he had his way, he would be interacting as little as possible with the team's social media manager. Troy had no interest in that shit. He left Jen to pack up her gear and made his way to the locker room. The room had been mostly empty when he'd arrived very early for practice, but he knew it must have been getting full by now. The first person he noticed when he entered the room was Wyatt Hayes, the one guy on the team who had played with Troy in Toronto. Wyatt had been the Guardians' backup goalie until two seasons ago. Now he was Ottawa's starting goalie, and a damn good one. He was a nice guy, but he probably hated Troy, and not because Troy had yelled at Dallas Kent. Because Troy had been friends with Dallas in the first place, and also because Troy had devoted his entire career to being a fucking prick. He hadn't been friendly to Wyatt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?